What really stood out to me when I was reading the book, at least, was you call everyone in the company your coworker.
Yeah, I mean, since day one when I opened Dogfish, we were the smallest commercial brewery in the country. As you can hear behind me, we've gotten a lot bigger. But I've never once felt that anybody at Dogfish works for me. We all work for Dogfish, and at its best, when we're working well together in harmony with each other, then really Dogfish Head's working for us.
Do you think that that has to be backed up by something? Because, I mean, you've got big box stores calling people associates or team members, and they have tens of thousands or maybe even hundreds of thousands of employees.
Right.
But they may not feel too connected to the place that they work
at.
Yeah,
I mean, there are bigger companies than ours that have been able to maintain robust and vibrant, unique, positive cultures, and there's companies smaller than us that don't have the intimacy and that vibrant culture that we do. Every company's on their own journey. I really can't speak to other companies' journeys other than to say, you know, here at Dogfish, we don't just talk the talk and say, oh, we're on the same team together. You know, everything that we do is filtered through a strategic plan, where one of the three tenets of the strategic plan is how we treat each other, engage with respect as coworkers. And even within the book, I spend some time talking about moving from, you know, day by day, just fly by the seat of your pants, startup entrepreneurial company the way we started, to one that has embraced a strategic planning process and has embraced a world where coworkers can contribute on developing goals and tactics that we as a company can embrace. So it's not just all top down, you know, monologuing from the leadership team. It's truly a dialogue between everyone at every position at our company on what our company is doing in the future.
Part of the book was also kind of about your personal evolution through this new strategic plan.
Yeah.
Since you're kind of taking a little bit of a step back here, can you talk about how you consciously made that decision to do that after 20 years?
Yeah, I mean, sure. You know, when we started Dogfish, I was like 24, 25 years old, and I really was the de facto strategic and creative voice on concepts, but it was always, you know, dozens and eventually hundreds of people actually making those things come to life in a way that was, you know, full of goodness and resonated with consumers. But as the company's grown to 230 people, you know, I have to recognize that, you know, I have certain strengths, but that I can't do everything. And I'm so lucky that so many talented leaders have joined me on this journey. Certainly, I still love innovation, coming up with new recipes, new products, new projects, new events is what I love to do. And other people who are better people managers or managers of our community or managers of our philanthropic efforts, they get to focus and go deep at what they're good at.
But at least in the book, I think you said you quote, you know, you feared that you would get less personal satisfaction from helping other people realize their vision than you would from being the main creator.
Yeah.
Do you still feel that way? Or did you kind of like learn that maybe you don't actually feel that way?
Yeah, I mean, early on, I had great anxiety about relinquishing some of that creative and strategic autonomy. But I'll tell you, I went in, you can hear in the background, we're in the brewery. And a little bit earlier, I started my day in a room adjacent to there here with a tour team. And we have a beautiful tour facility in Milton, and we're getting ready Memorial Day weekend to start going 7 days a week, switching from our plastic recyclable cups to all glass cups, investing in more outside space to accommodate more people, and listening to the tour team talk about how they're going to accomplish that, their anxieties about getting enough people through, and, you know, Holly, the supervisor, saying these are valid concerns people have, and we're going to figure out the how together.
Again, another part of the book is obviously about collaboration. It's in the title. Do you think that people can kind of take these examples from you? A lot of them are pretty brewery specific. Like, how could a retailer, just say like a clothing retailer down in Rehoboth, buy your brew pub or something, you know, really, you know, collaborate externally, not necessarily within their own structure?
Yeah, I mean, I think the examples I include in the book of external collaborations are our work with Sony Music when we do the beer to drink music to, which is a beer, and then we also come out with an album for Record Store Day, which Dogfish is the official brewery of Record Store Day, and the album's called Music to Drink Beer To. They're meant to be listened to and drink in tandem. But those examples, they don't have to be isolated just to a brewing company or isolated to a company like ours that distributes coast to coast. You mentioned a local clothing company. I mean, they could easily, reach out to one of the iconic candy or taffy producers on the boardwalk and say, hey, we want to develop and design a specific shirt for you, and we'll put a display in our building and serve your popcorn and point people to you, and you can sell our shirts at your place, and we can build our brand's relevance together. That's an example that can happen on a very local level. So I think the examples in the book are applicable regardless of the industry that you're in.
Do you think, though, that maybe craft brewing inherently kind of has this collaborative spirit in it?
I think it is a uniquely warm and welcoming community, or I should say inordinately, probably not uniquely. I'm sure there's other wonderful communities, but ours grew out of a hobby. But really, the hobby of homebrewing was a consumer-level revolt against the dominance of the homogenized light lager just coming from a few foreign-owned breweries in America. And so the homebrewers revolted, started making more flavorful, interesting beers. Then a bunch of them turned pro, opened little breweries, and collectively always had such a tiny market share compared to the massive juggernauts that we collectively have always embraced helping each other instead of fighting each other as craft brewers.
Yeah, so what do you think people gain out of actually collaborating with even people who might not be in the same industry, or kind of like an off the wall sort of just partnership?
Well, I think you gain perspective. It's so easy to get mired down into your own journey at a company, and you've got budgets and you've got monthly goals, and you get into sort of a treadmill approach. And it's just great to shock your company's system, to step outside of your comfort zone and engage with another company and try to see how you make that work. And Neil, our VP of marketing, has a great truism that he says, which is collaborations are hard. And it's true. Don't go into a collaboration thinking it's going to be all wine and roses. It takes work to do collaborations right, because first thing it does is it makes your voice in the process as only one entity collaborating only as important as a second voice, and it forces you to be more introspective on the process of bringing something to market, because you're having to be sensitive to another voice in the process. But that sensitivity is great to internalize and use within your own walls as well, because it makes you more sensitive to how you interface with your coworkers and more open to input the way you were when you were collaborating externally.
And the kind of fight against the gigantic companies like, AB InBev and Miller Coors, such like that. You're not shy about calling out other breweries for maybe either selling off a majority stake in their company or completely giving up control to these companies as a buyout. At least last September or last fall, why sell 15% of your company to LNK?
Yeah, so to start with, I do say in the book that of the breweries that were once craft breweries that sold out or sold control to the big breweries, I still have great respect for a number of the people that work at those companies. There's talented brewers, that some of them make very good beer. So it's not a question of judging their quality. It's just that I wanted to be clear that our definition of a craft brewery is in line with that of our trade association, the Brewers Association, which defines a craft brewery as less than 6 million barrels, less than 25% by a big brewery, and makes beers with all natural ingredients. So whatever journey anyone chooses to take, that's the journey they've chosen to take, and they certainly don't need validation or my opinion, other than if they choose to reread it in my book. With our journey, Dogfish Head, while the constant has been since day one that Mariah and I control the company, own the majority of the company, and our intention is to keep Dogfish Head a locally owned family company for many decades to come. That said, we've always had people invest in our company from day one. My dad was an investor on the board. Mariah's uncle, the guy I built stone walls for, invested money. And in different points in our company's history, these great business minds and mentors, friends of the family, have sat on our board, given us sage advice, put money into the company. Their sage advice in part helped our company grow, and then at a certain point we pay them a premium on their investment. They go off the board and leave the company. Similarly, last year we invited a company called LNK to make a minority 15% investment in our company, and to stay on our board, just one member of their group on our board for a number of years, to give us advice as they have advised other high-end premium companies in their lifetime, like Levi's, like Calvin Klein, Nyman's Ranch. So they just have great resources and experience helping high-end companies navigate competitive moments in their respective industries and stay high-end.